Welcome to the Movie Film Show, featuring the insightful reviews of Mr. Film and Mr. Movie. This week we review Unknown. And now here are Mr. Movie and Mr. Film.
Hello, I'm Mr. Film.
And I'm Mr. Movie. And our only review this week, Mr. Film, is for the PG-13 rated Unknown released by Warner Brothers Pictures. I think maybe this might be one of the worst titles for a movie this year, but it's also one of the best mystery action thrillers I've seen in a long time. Here's the trailer.
I was in a taxi. I crashed. I don't know how I got here.
You have been in a coma for 4 days. What's your name?
I'm Dr. Martin Harris.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have an invitation?
That's my wife over there. Liz.
Do I know you?
What's wrong? It's me, your husband.
Martin.
You are Dr. Martin Harris?
Last time I looked.
Is this some kind of a joke?
You know this man?
No.
I'm not crazy. Somewhere there's proof I'm me.
Unknown opens with Liam Neeson as Dr. Martin Harris, a professor en route to Germany with his wife to attend and speak at a conference. Along the way, he gets into a car accident and nearly dies. When he awakes from a coma a few days later, he's lost some of his memory, and his wife is nowhere to be found. He returns to his hotel and finds his wife at a dinner party. But here's the bizarre part. Another man is pretending to be Martin Harris, and his wife doesn't recognize him. What's going on? Is there some kind of conspiracy going on here? Was his previous life just a fantasy? Who is he really? And who is the other guy who claims to be Martin Harris? Thus begins Liam Neeson's quest to uncover the truth. And what follows is a great mix of mystery and action. Neeson hires an ex-East German investigator who sums up the movie's theme well when he says that the truth is always in the details. And this is also a clue to us, the audience, to pay close attention to the details as we see the story unfold. This is one of those rare treats where a movie actually rewards you for paying close attention, and the plot and story are meticulously constructed, so when the big reveal comes along, you have one of those aha moments where everything falls into place, and the details, seemingly contradictory at times, fall in line with the truth. We are not given too much information to figure it out along the way, but the answers are also not so far-fetched that it feels like a twist is being pulled out of a hat or comes out of nowhere. Screenwriters Stephen Cornwell and Didler Van Kalwerlert, and the picture is also based on a book by Leonard Goldberg, they achieve that level of balance that is so rare in most mysteries that keeps us, the audience, both engaged and mystified and surprised by the twist without it feeling forced or too far-fetched. Though close to 2 hours, the pacing is right on target. Mr. Film, I do, however, take issue with some of the motivations and plausibility with what's really going on here, specifically the motivation of the Middle Eastern prince. And what's behind all of this comes out to be some lame altruistic gift to humanity that's kind of unconvincing. But don't worry, that's not really giving anything away because that doesn't really matter. It really could have been anything and the movie would have been just as rewarding. And when you see the picture, you'll know what I'm talking about. So overlook this aspect of the movie. It's not hard to do, and it isn't the point, and enjoy the ride. The truth and pleasure of watching this movie really is in the details. I'm giving Unknown an A-.
All right, Mr. Movie, I'm totally with you on this one. I was a little worried when I saw the trailer, though thanks to the trailer, I had already figured out the big twist. But it didn't take away from the fun of watching Neeson get out of one dangerous situation after another for me. As a matter of fact, there's a scene in the that takes place in a hospital that's I thought was really – I mean a real nail-biter for me.
Yeah.
The film is cerebral and action-packed, and as you say, in just the right amounts. Though I thought the film did sort of lag a little in the climactic moments. There's a rather unnecessary fight scene at the very end. But – as you said, this really rewards because of the details. And location is probably one of the biggest details in this picture, which takes place in Berlin, perhaps the hottest city of the Cold War. And it still serves its part as the perfect setting for the amnesiac Martin Harris to run the conspiratorial maze he's all mixed up in. Now, while the action comes fast and furious at times, and there's a great, great car chase that it was worth the price of admission, and I'm not a big fan of car chases. I think that what made this film work, and it'll sound like a strange compliment, is that it had a plot with real stakes and a logical resolution. Now, you're right. When the big reveal comes, it all makes sense. And even walking out of the theater, I didn't think, hey, wait a minute. The whole thing was both needlessly complicated and nonsensical. It's complicated, yes, but for a very, very good reason. I want to give a particular call out to German actor Bruno Ganz as the ex-Stasi operative. I've watched him in films for years. He's always delivers. Terrific actor. And he was really great here. A man who was committed to his cause, was proud of it, unapologetic about it, but also motivated by a great mystery, no matter where that's coming from. Yeah. And Frank Langella, too, who has a small part delivered, as well as a mysterious friend of Neeson's. Now, I do agree that the real reason for all the hijinks, the MacGuffin in the old Hitchcock parlance, is a little lame. But the purpose of the film isn't about the stupid MacGuffin. It's Neeson's quest for his identity, and that's compelling enough in its own. And it has to be. The MacGuffin kind of has to be a little secondary or kind of ho-hum in order for the Neeson getting his identity back to be a bigger issue. If you're a fan of Neeson's last conspiratorial turn, Taken, I like that picture. Didn't love it. You'll love this picture. If you just kind of liked it like I did, you'll really love this picture. And I, like you, Mr. Movie, give this an A-.
Okay, great. Yeah, I didn't see Taken, so...
It's an interesting picture.
Did you think this was better or about the same level? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I thought it was better. It kind of got you in a lot quicker. Taken had kind of a good setup, but it took about half an hour to get really rolling. This, you're having that crash almost immediately, and I thought it was
yeah. You mentioned also that this movie really rewards you for paying attention. When you go back and think about what went on in the movie, it actually comes together. And there's a couple of scenes that while I was watching the movie, I was thinking, that wouldn't happen that way. That's a little bit lame or whatever. But then when the reveal comes, you go back and think about it and go, yeah, that actually, it had to happen that way.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, instead of when you look back, you can kind of poke holes in it. It actually holds itself up. So
yeah,
that was really rewarding.
Yeah, it was. And that's kind of a nice thing, because typically with most thrillers today, big action pictures, you kind of have to take it with a grain of salt. You know, we saw The Mechanic a few weeks ago. Not a great picture, but that was one of those kind of pictures. You just kind of said, ugh, okay,
yeah.
I mean,
I wish they had come up with a better title for this movie, because the book on which it's based is called Out of My Head, which isn't a much better title either.
That's pretty terrible, too.
So...
Maybe they should have called it Martin Harris.
Yeah, that would have been better and more memorable, because I remember seeing this movie on the release calendar and thinking, what is that? And then I'd go see the trailer and go, oh, yeah, I've seen this trailer a million times.
Yeah.
I just didn't remember the title. So Martin Harris would have been fine. You know, I'm sure there's some, you know, the truth is in the detail, something like that, that would give a clue to the theme or something. But Unknown is just a terrible, terrible title.
It was pretty dismal, without a doubt. A good picture, and I really enjoyed it. I saw it with a big crowd the other night. It was a lot of fun. It's a great picture to see with a lot of people. So
yeah, definitely we're seeing in theaters. You know, really takes advantage of the big screen. So
yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, Mr. Film, that's all we have for this show. And next show, we're going to do a special edition of the Movie Film Show. We are going to take a look at the Academy Award nominations. Do a little pre-game analysis.
Okay. I think that'll be a lot of fun, and I think there might be some surprises, I think.
I think so, too. All right. Well, that's it for this show. Please visit our website at www.moviefilmshow.com and subscribe to us in iTunes. Put a review in there if you like the show. Rate us 5 stars, because
of course
this is a 5-star show, as we know.
Absolutely.
If you want to send us a comment or question, just write to mail at Movie Film Show. And Mr. Film, I'll see you next show.
And Mr. Ruby, I'll see you next show.
All right, fair All enough. Right. Diddler Van Calwerlert. Blurt. I'm not sure how to say that.
Mr. Ruby, I'll see you next show.
Here's the trailer. Still loading. Still loading. The hell?
We can act it out.
I'm Martin Harris.
No, you're not.
Here we go.
There we go. There might be some surprises, I think.
I think so, too.